Just before the auto show, volunteers like Jamie and Anna dropped by hotels with boxes filled with bars of soap. The rappers have the phone number for the National Human Trafficking Hotline. The hotels were picked because they're located near clusters of sex-related businesses, strip clubs, and adult bookstores. Almost all the hotels offered hourly rates and sold condoms and sex aids. Some were clean, some stank of garbage and urine.
How are you doing tonight?
The pitch starts softly, a request to hang a poster of missing children, then the offer of free soap for their hotel rooms.
If you put it in the rooms.
It meant you were free.
The hotel manager unlocks the security door to take the soap. The pitch wraps up with a request that hotels train their staff to look out for signals that a child is being held captive by a trafficker.
Like maybe a young girl coming in with a much older man or lots of people coming in and out.
Project SOAP, it's an acronym for Save Our Adolescents from Prostitution, is the brainchild of Teresa Flores. Flores says she was blackmailed as a teenager living in Oakland County into 2 years of a life of forced sex with strangers. She says events with large crowds like the Detroit North American International Auto Show and the Super Bowl also attract sex traffickers, many of whom travel from event to event.
This is their business, and they feel like they're a businessman. They're an entrepreneur, and they're making a lot of money. The average pimp makes about $1,000 a night per girl. Tax-free cash.
Flores says traffickers will roll into town in the days before a big event, find a place to stay, and start posting ads online offering women, girls, and sometimes boys for sex. Flores says she figured out that big events like the Detroit Auto Show and the Super Bowl also offer an opportunity to connect with girls and women at what she calls their lowest moments. She says a few minutes in the bathroom is often the only alone time for the victims. She hopes girls will take the soap and use the hotline number when the opportunity presents itself. She says in Detroit, at least one girl being trafficked during the auto show used the number to ask for help. Michigan, like many states, is fighting human trafficking, that is, people being coerced and forced into involuntary servitude. Sometimes it's being a servant or forced labor, and often it's vulnerable girls and boys who are taken in and then forced to perform sex for money.
It turns your stomach.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette says that's why his office formed a unit specifically to prosecute traffickers.
It's wrong, and the 21st century Michigan, 21st century America, that should not be occurring.
Schuette's office filed two sets of charges last year under a state law that was updated in 2010 to impose harsher punishments for human trafficking. The National Association of Attorneys General is also trying to pressure online services like Backpage.com to do more to block ads for sex with children. But Lori Kitchen of the Michigan Women's Foundation says more still can be done. She says Michigan needs what's called a safe harbor law. It would protect girls who are being trafficked from being charged with prostitution and treat them instead as victims.
We need counseling services. These girls are suffering from post-traumatic stress. There's a good chance that they have some sort of drug addiction or substance abuse problem. They're suffering potentially with some sort of favorable impression of their trafficker because that's the person that was caring for them. That's also the person that probably taught them that if they go to seek help, they will be put into the criminal justice system.
Prosecutors are trying to craft a safe harbor law for Michigan, but have been reluctant to give up their ability to file criminal charges. Kitchen says the life expectancy for women who've worked as prostitutes is about 40 years old. She says girls and women who remain continuously in the life typically live just 7 years from when they start, succumbing to substance abuse, hard living, or a violent death. Kitchen says that fits her definition of a victim. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, this is Rick Pluta in Detroit.